Hi, I'm going to speak kind of quietly for a minute. We have four dachshunds and one boomer asleep. We are temporarily babysitting two long-haired beautiful dachshunds for the Rocky Mountain Dachshund Rescue, and they're staying with us until we can get a foster for them. So, while we have a lull in the barking, I'm going to start telling our story. So this is the episode about the ghost of the clay tablet. How did we build our ideas of what a ghost is? TV shows, books, or movies? Like Nearly Headless Nick in the Harry Potter story, or the ghost of Christmas Past in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol? Or was it a first-hand experience? Maybe that nearly imperceptible feeling that there was something or someone else in the dark at the dead of night, that we weren't alone? Or is that feeling simply one of those survival things passed down to help us survive predators? In ancient Mesopotamia, people didn't just want to believe in ghosts or yearn for an extraordinary encounter in a shadowy, haunted building. They believed in ghosts. Ghosts were simply part of normal, everyday life. They were, to put it plainly, expected. If a ghost were to become a problem or a nuisance, something would need to be done about it. In fact, Irving Finkel, author of The First Ghosts, and curator at the British Museum, likened the situation to needing to call the plumber. Got a clogged drain? You'd call a professional to help, right? Got a ghost? Who are you gonna call? The exorcism guy. And he came prepared, ready, with a really well-rounded guide with specifics on how to get rid of ghosts, kind of with a programmatic, if this, then do that, type of thing under an umbrella-like statement to cover things so you wouldn't miss anything. You don't want to do a half-baked job when getting rid of a ghost. The guide is not as convenient as our phones, or even a book. This was written in cuneiform on clay tablets. So what does all this have to do with art? From what I understand of all the detailed instructions for the many situations that had to be considered in getting a ghost to leave, they weren't all illustrated. But here's an if statement. What if I told you that one of these clay tablets was really special? With the oldest 3,500 years old drawing of a miserable, sad man, a bearded ghost. Finkel gives the example that maybe the man had three wives and lost each of them. One could jump to the conclusion that he would follow a young woman to the underworld. Thus, the ritual that complemented the illustration that we'll talk about in more depth. First of all, though, here's the formal description of the piece. Title: Tablet Impressed with Mesopotamian Ghost Side Profile. I'm not sure if impressed is the correct word. It's a tablet with a drawing of a Mesopotamian ghost side profile following a woman. Artist, master craftsperson. Date, 1500 BCE. Geography, ancient Babylon. Medium, clay tablet. Dimensions, I don't have the exacts, but it fits in a person's hand. Classification is a tablet. Location is the British Museum, Great Russell Street, London, WC1B3DG, UK, and it has not been displayed. It was acquired in the 19th century, and approximately half of the tablet is missing. Here's my informal description. It's a line drawing on a clay tablet of a bearded man with a side profile, full body. His wrists seem to be bound, and it looks like there's a very lightweight rope being held by a woman in front of him. She's wearing an ankle-length dress, and he seems to be following her. The drawing of the figures can only be seen with direct light from above, and in a picture of them, it shows the original, where you can see his leg very clearly, maybe part of his other leg, you know, the rest of his figure. But then there is a drawing, a white line tracing by Chris Cobb and James Fraser, that show the drawing more clearly, so you can see them. And you can check this out on our Facebook page. Welcome to the Whispering Gallery. I'm glad you're here with me. If you like the spooky art stories, please tell a friend about the podcast or share one of your favorite episodes with them. If you can take a moment to rate or review the podcast, that would be really helpful to let someone else know if they should give it a try. The podcast is a small passion project that I produce each month, and it's pretty much being shared by word of mouth, so thank you for sharing it with your friends and family. So let's get started. It's been a pretty warm summer here, and it sounds like everywhere, with temperatures in the high 90s Fahrenheit capping out in the low hundreds. As per our local newspaper, the Salt Lake Tribune, the temperature is up by about 5 degrees from normal. There are suggested water restrictions, lawns are burning, and more xeriscaping is popping up, which makes sense. Our governor suggested a pipeline to bring desalinated water from the Pacific Ocean to Utah. That's a long way. I remember during a drought when I was a kid, my mom added a brick to the water tank on the toilet to displace and use less water. While there are other water-saving household hacks, I wonder what other solutions they'll brainstorm. But by then, we may be wearing filters again due to the Great Salt Lake drying up and natural arsenic going airborne. But who knows? In the country where the drawing of the sad ghost was found, they experienced temperatures as high as 123 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 50.5 Celsius in the summer. These temperatures were recorded in Iraq, as stated on Britannica.com. The country has two regions, the northeast, which is cooler due to a higher elevation, with more green and is really lovely, and you can check that out on Google Images, and I'll give more details in a minute so you can find it. Then there are the plains, lowlands, and the desert, where there's only two seasons, summer and winter. And summer means no rain. This is the same area of the world that some believe the mystical Garden of Eden was inspired, and where the legendary Gardens of Babylon were cultivated. The land between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers was known as the Fertile Crescent, where the cradle of civilization thrived. This was Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia was known as the land between rivers. Today, the countries of Iraq, Syria, Turkey, and Kuwait. This very old, not to put it lightly, ancient civilization was also located when, on our chronological timeline, of 4000 BCE, which is 6,000 years ago, as per the Khan Academy. That many years is hard to wrap my brain around. A few stops on the timeline include one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, the Great Pyramid in Giza, which was finished 2560 to 2540. Mount Vesuvius erupted in 79 CE in Pompeii. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, 1 AD. Old ghosts. Have you ever thought about who the oldest ghosts might be? I mean, the really old and dusty ones? No offense. What happened to them that caused them to haunt? How far back do they go? Have they simply always been, as long as human beings have been around? I mean, two sides of the same coin, sort of. Do you believe in them? ghosts, spirits, apparitions, and specters? Have you ever had a strange, unexplained moment that might only have been a ghost? A scent of perfume or cigarette smoke, for example, let alone seeing one. I recently heard that as part of somebody's funeral plan, they were going to give everyone who came to their funeral a Ouija board and then tell them to stay in touch. Pretty funny. So why did the Mesopotamians need an exorcism guide? Magical cause and effect like programming logic, if this do that. Omens with a cause and effect system. To quote TheGuardian.com, Babylonian clay tablet created about 3,500 years ago. It is part of an exorcist's guide to getting rid of unwanted ghosts by addressing the particular malaise that brought them back to the world of the living, in this case a ghost in desperate need of a companion. He is shown walking with his arms outstretched, his wrists tied by a rope held by the female, while an accompanying text details a ritual that would dispatch them happily to the underworld. I guess maybe one of the first fairy tale endings. So to continue, quote, while half the tablet is missing and it is small enough to fit in a person's hand, the back bears an extensive text with the instructions for dealing with a ghost that, quote, seizes hold of a person and pursues him and cannot be loosed, unquote. Still within the article, the ritual involves making figurines of a man and a woman. You dress the man in an everyday shift and equip him with travel provisions. You wrap the woman in four red garments and clothe her in a purple cloth. You give her a golden brooch. You equip her fully with bed, chair, mat, and towel. You give her a comb and a flask. At sunrise, towards the sun, you make the ritual arrangements and set up two carnelian vessels of beer. You set in place a special vessel and set up a juniper censer with juniper. You draw the curtain like that of the diviner. You put the figurines together with their equipment and place them in position. And say as follows, Shamash, and then in paren, God of the sun and judge of the underworld by night. The text ends with a warning. Do not look behind you. Finkel has explained the tablet was part of a library of magic in the house of an exorcist or in a temple. Unquote. So about the area, as far as 6,000 years ago, in one of the first cities, they had canals. And I don't know if they were for traveling around, like in Venice. They have hypothesized that might have been the new technology to look from above and see, you know, the landscape, you know, from satellite. So did the marsh go to where the city was? It looks like there was a harbor, so things were being moved around. In building, they used arches before Roman times. But if you're looking at it and maybe playing a game such as Populous, things were pretty established, but why were they so infested with ghosts? The arid desert landscape where the wind catches sand as it whispers past, rolling over the remains of a giant ziggurat and around the small hills and ambling all around and through. Mysterious shells have been found in the desert. This could have been related to fish, shells, birds, and marshes. The Babylonians found artifacts and curated the first museum and worked on rebuilding the ziggurat. So the need for an exorcism guide. Who wrote it? There seemed a solid belief that it worked in cuneiform, and they used clay and a pokey type of tool to draw. How did they know their exorcisms worked? Did anybody complain if it didn't work? Like if you received a bad haircut, did you go to a different hairdresser? Did you go to a different exorcist? So I began this whole research by researching old ghost stories in the middle of the night when I'm not supposed to be on my phone, but all the lights were out and the dogs were snoring, This is the time when I found the book, The First Ghosts. They know about these ghosts and art from the Fertile Crescent. I was hooked. Nothing like a ghost story in the pitch-black middle of the night, right? There's an intimacy with the predicament of ghosts as we are headed down the track to the same eventuality. And as I was reading First Ghosts by Irvin Finkel, it became clear that in Mesopotamia they weren't messing around when they talked ghosts, omens, and the like. It was matter-of-fact stuff, and fixes were based on a number of things, mainly being able to help the ghost to settle down and move on. It's pretty interesting to think that ancient Mesopotamians accepted ghosts as a fact of existence, as a society as a whole, rather than it being fringe pseudoscience. The cause and effect of the rituals and omens goes into a more magical thinking type of realm than science. Still, was this due to facts and real-life experience? Religious hopes and wishes? Superstition? Unexplained things needing a clear answer? We're talking about the earliest recorded ghost that I've been able to find. I'm not a historian, but it was recorded in clay in Mesopotamia. Reads for this episode included First Ghosts by Irving Finkel, who's a curator at the British Museum. As I moved the Kindle pages from right to left, as I read, he talks about the burial processes, the steps the ghosts and living take to get to the netherworld in Mesopotamia and Sumeria. He's talking about the first ghosts that we know of recorded by humans in a drawing on a clay tablet 3,500 years ago in Babylon. If a ghost is expected, how does that change things? How would they have known this ghost was there? This is old, older than anything we've covered on the podcast so far. In a time when cobwebby ties made the people of Mesopotamia and Sumerians believers in ghosts. Today, the Iraq Museum has over 2 million artifacts in 28 galleries covering the history of Mesopotamia, as per the King Ghazi YouTube introduction. In ancient Mesopotamia, they believed in gods, demons, and ghosts. Sumerian and Assyrians in the area buried the dead in the courtyard at home, where generations lived together. Food and drink for them, magic spells when buried to stay down or stay put when they didn't. This has been the story of one of those very first ghosts of Mesopotamia, and the very first drawing of a ghost that we know of. There may be others, but this is the oldest one I could find. His story, where he was sad and haunting, and a ritual was given to send him to the netherworld, where he would no longer be lonely. So for the news, it seems the dogs have stayed asleep pretty good. Remember, you can get your Spooky Lucy skull pin on my Etsy shop, so you'll look for that on Mystic Mediums Studio. All one word when you do a search for a shop. We're at the end of this episode, and I want to thank you for joining me to explore the drawing of the first ghost. Well, at least this is the first ghost I've ever heard about in art. Please don't forget to subscribe to the Whispering Gallery podcast, and if you can take a minute to rate or review the podcast, that would be a great help. If you would like to make some art-friendly friends and to interact with and talk about these stories with other listeners, please visit our Facebook page, Whispering Gallery Podcast, and look for us on Instagram. And remember, keep your flashlight close and your spooky art stories closer in the Whispering Gallery. Take care and talk to you soon.